Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tell Me Everything by Brad Beeler is a practical communication and trust-building guide grounded in the author's long career as a U.S. Secret Service special agent and polygraph examiner. Drawing from high-stakes investigative conversations, the book reframes what many people assume about influence. Instead of relying on intimidation, status, or pressure, Beeler argues that the most reliable way to earn cooperation and uncover the truth is to create conditions where people feel respected, safe, and genuinely heard. The book blends real-world lessons from interrogation-style contexts with broadly applicable strategies for leaders, sellers, negotiators, and anyone navigating difficult conversations. Across its themes, it emphasizes curiosity, active listening, attention to nonverbal signals, and the importance of preparation and environment. The purpose is not to turn readers into interrogators, but to translate field-tested methods into everyday interactions that produce clearer information, stronger relationships, and more honest dialogue. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trust is earned through curiosity and respect, not authority. A central idea in Tell Me Everything is that trust is the gateway to truth. Beeler challenges the stereotype that successful interrogation depends on domination or verbal traps. In his framing, people share more when they sense genuine interest and fair treatment. Curiosity functions as both an attitude and a tool. It keeps the communicator focused on learning rather than winning, and it encourages questions that invite detail instead of defensiveness. Respect shows up in small, observable behaviors, such as acknowledging someone's perspective, giving them time to answer, and avoiding a tone that signals judgment. This approach has clear relevance for leadership and negotiation, where positional power can easily shut down honest feedback. When people feel they are being evaluated or cornered, they often protect themselves with partial truths, rehearsed talking points, or silence. Beeler's emphasis is that trust building is practical and repeatable. It is created through consistent signals that you are safe to talk to and that you want accuracy more than you want to be right. Secondly, psychological safety creates a confessional environment for honest dialogue. Beeler highlights psychological safety as a decisive factor in whether someone will reveal what is real rather than what is socially convenient. The point is not comfort for its own sake, but the reduction of threat. In high-stakes conversations, perceived threat can come from the setting, the pacing, the other person's posture and tone, or the fear of consequences. When threat is high, people narrow their answers and manage impressions. When safety rises, they expand, clarify, and correct themselves more freely, which increases the chances of getting accurate information. The book connects this principle to everyday professional settings, performance conversations, conflict resolution, sales discovery calls, and negotiations all have hidden stakes that can make people guarded. Practical trust signals include being prepared, setting expectations, and removing unnecessary friction that makes the interaction feel like an ambush. Beeler also warns that communicators can unintentionally reduce safety by talking too much, pushing for quick agreement, or turning the focus back to themselves. The overall message is that safety is something you design, not something you hope for. Thirdly, nonverbal signals and first impressions shape the conversation before words. Another major theme is that communication begins before the first sentence. Beeler emphasizes how posture, tone, eye contact, and other nonverbal cues influence whether someone assigns you as safe or threatening. These early judgments can set the trajectory for the entire exchange, especially when time is limited or emotions are running high. The book encourages readers to treat nonverbal communication as a set of controllable signals rather than mysterious intuition. How you enter a room, how you position yourself, and whether your voice suggests calm curiosity or impatient certainty can change how open the other person feels. This is particularly important for leaders and customer-facing professionals because people often decide how candid to be within the first moments. Beeler also underscores that nonverbal awareness is two-way. You can watch for signs of discomfort, hesitation, or guardedness and adjust your approach accordingly. The goal is not to play detective or over-interpret, but to notice when your presence is increasing or decreasing openness. By managing your own cues and responding to theirs, you improve both rapport and the quality of information exchanged. Fourthly, preparation and environment influence outcomes more than clever phrasing. Tell Me Everything stresses that effective conversations are engineered, not improvised. Beeler points to preparation and environment as factors that quietly determine how much truth you will get and how much trust you will earn. Preparation includes clarifying your purpose, knowing what information you need, and planning questions that keep the other person talking rather than defending. Environment includes the physical and social context, whether the setting feels rushed, exposed, or adversarial, and whether the structure of the meeting signals respect. Small choices can reduce friction, such as being on time, sharing an agenda when appropriate, and setting a calm pace. In investigative settings, these details can be the difference between cooperation and resistance. In business settings, they can be the difference between a real conversation and a surface-level exchange. Beeler's message is that people rarely become more honest when they feel surprised or pressured. When you remove unnecessary stressors, you make it easier for them to think clearly and answer fully. This topic also aligns with his caution about over-relying on digital communication, where context and subtle cues are harder to control and read. Lastly, listening is the primary technique for revealing truth and building connection. Beeler repeatedly returns to a deceptively simple discipline: listen more than you speak. In his view, many communication failures come from trying to impress, persuade, or correct too quickly. When you dominate the airtime, you not only miss information, you also signal that the interaction is about you. The book promotes listening as an active practice, staying present, encouraging elaboration, and resisting the urge to jump in with conclusions. This changes the power dynamic in a productive way, because it makes the other person the focus, which tends to increase their willingness to share. Listening also supports accuracy. People often reveal contradictions, concerns, or key details only after they have talked long enough to move past rehearsed lines. For leaders, this matters in one-on-ones and team discussions where employees may be hesitant to speak candidly. For sales and negotiation, it matters because real needs and constraints are often buried under polite language. Beeler also cautions against self-centered communication habits, such as shifting stories back to your own experience, which can shut down openness. The takeaway is that listening is not passive. It is a strategy that creates trust while improving the quality of truth you receive. In conclusion, Tell Me Everything is best suited for readers who regularly depend on clear, candid communication, executives and managers who need honest input, sales professionals who must build rapport quickly, negotiators dealing with tension, and anyone who wants stronger personal relationships through better conversations. The practical value of the book lies in its emphasis on controllable behaviors rather than personality traits. It treats trust as something you can earn through consistent signals of respect, curiosity, and safety. And it frames truth-telling as an outcome of good conditions rather than clever pressure. Readers can apply the ideas immediately by preparing more deliberately, reducing friction in meetings, paying attention to nonverbal cues, and improving how they ask questions and listen. What helps the book stand out within the communication and influence category is its origin in high-stakes investigative work paired with an everyday application. It does not position intimidation as a shortcut, and it does not rely on charisma myths. Instead, it argues for a humane, repeatable toolkit designed to make other people feel understood. In a field crowded with generic advice, Beeler's focus on trust first, supported by real-world experience, offers a grounded and practical approach to better conversations. If you would like to support Brad Beeler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.